I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vin Taney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Roger. What's your last name, Roger? Roger Powell. I think you're going to need a mic, Roger Powell. Yes, that's
there
something
we
kind of forgot.
Yes.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks,
here we go.
Nicole.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, welcome to the broadcast. So what brings you guys here?
Thanks for having us, Vince. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah, we are here today just to talk about what we're doing over at Habitat, and to introduce Roger, because Roger is actually our new construction manager over at the our site that we're currently building on 20th Street right now. And the great thing about Roger, I mean, lots of great things about Roger.
Right.
But one thing I want to say is that Roger has come from the Mariposa affiliate.
That's what I heard. And, that's word on the street, Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word gets around quick. Good news goes quick.
It does.
Here in Chico.
So we are very thankful.
I'm the executive director with Habitat for Humanity in Mariposa County.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I came up here primarily just to volunteer for a few weeks to help them out after the disaster. As it turns out, their current construction manager was impacted by the fire. And so I've stepped in to fill in to help build some more houses for those in need.
Amen. We're loving it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, when you talk about just the timing of stuff, it was just perfect timing.
That's how it works.
I know. It is how it works. Yeah. I know. We just feel so fortunate to be able to have different habitats across California that come and help us was just really amazing.
Well, there was another part to Roger's story as it relates to housing, wasn't it? Or was that something I just was dreaming
or something? I did tell you that we were concerned about finding some place for him to stay. You're right, when he came up here, because obviously everybody's impacted.
Right.
So someone from the board, she had a friend who had a little nurse or a
cottage.
Cottage.
In-law unit.
Yes. And he was able to rent that.
There you go. There
for
it
time
is.
That he's here. So it worked out. It worked out really well because we were like, where are we going to put him?
Right. So there's no room in the inn.
Yeah, exactly. So they're building down in Mariposa, but they're in between bills right now. So that's how he's able to be up here with us and be able to help us, because our construction manager, like Roger was saying, was impacted by the fires, and so really just needs to handle his own affairs at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we needed someone to step in because we're still building on 20th Street. We started those houses before the fire, and so we needed to continue on. And although the weather. We've been having a heck of a time getting going. We get going and we stop and start. So, but we are still moving forward with two houses on 20th Street.
Yes, I pass by all the time and I note the progress.
So
thank you, Roger, for stepping in.
Yes. Oh,
you're very welcome.
Keeping it moving.
That's right.
Yeah. So we're on the roof right now is where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll finish that up tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, yeah. Good. And we're currently on building on Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays, and we're pretty impacted on Saturdays with number of groups that come out. But we're totally available on Thursdays and Fridays because we do want to get these houses built quickly, so that we can move on to our next houses.
So what are you saying? You can use more people on Thursday and Fridays?
Yes, we can use more people. Yep.
So you guys heard it here first. If you love volunteering or just want to volunteer, know somebody, connect with Habitat, and they can use more hands. More folks for Thursday and Friday.
Yep.
You don't need to have a lot of construction experience. Just come on out.
Yeah, no experience, actually.
Yeah.
You'll get the experience.
Right. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
They'll give you a lot of experience. Trust me. Been there, done that.
And we're working like 8:30 to 2 or 3, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what if one wants to volunteer? How do they connect or contact?
Well, you go to our website and there's a volunteer button and sign up there.
Okay, what if they're old school?
They can call us.
Yes.
They can call. It's 343-7423. Give us a call. And I'll set you up with Dina, and she can put you into the system and then tell you what days are available to come out.
Yeah, just say, I want to volunteer to help build houses.
Yeah.
But now, hey, if you don't want to help build houses, there's other opportunities to volunteer with Habitat.
There is, and which your church has come out a number of times to help us with lunches, mm-hmm. which has been great. So on Saturdays, we do have folks that come out and provide lunches for the volunteers on that day, which is great.
So is that going to happen on Thursday and Friday as well?
We haven't organized that yet.
Oh, so. Just the Saturday.
Just Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah, just Saturdays.
Well, they got to eat on Thursday and Friday as well.
I know. Well, if we got some more groups to do that, we would totally be open to it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there opportunity to volunteer at the Restore?
There is. There's still, yeah, we still have plenty of opportunities in the Restore. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Restore has gotten way more organized this past couple of months. So if you go in there, it looks really very different and much more organized.
Mm.
But we always need volunteers in there to help with the cleaning, the organizing, the unloading the supplies that come in from donations, helping us go pick stuff up out in the community. So there's always a position there right now, for sure.
Okay. And again, you can contact Habitat at, what's that
at
number again?
343-7423.
And what's our website?
It's at buttehabitat.org.
Okay,
So the other thing, actually, that we're going to start working on here pretty soon is we're starting to look at new lots on Mulberry, just off of Fair Street. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be building three houses there, and we're going to start the homeowner selection process pretty soon. So we're doing an orientation meeting coming up here pretty soon, which I'll just talk about after this commercial so that everybody knows where those meetings are going to be at and what the qualifications will be.
Okay, we look forward to getting that information. Again, it is time for a commercial break. Vince Haney in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Roger with Habitat for Humanity. We'll be right back after this short, very short commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, Vince Haney for the segment of Chico Now. In the studio, Nicole Bateman and Roger there with Habitat. But hey, before we get back with you guys, I got a quick PSA. That's a public service announcement. And this is from Anicia Johnson. She has a program called Alma Culture, and they're doing a Women of African Diaspora. It's going to take place at the Chico's Women's Club, March 30th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, Women of the Spur. It's going to be lots of influential women speaking, and that happens March 30th, 6 to 9 p.m. So come out for that event. And that's going to do it for that PSA. Back to our regular scheduled program. Welcome back, Nicole.
Thanks, Vince. Well, so I was just talking about that we're going to start building some houses on Mulberry,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to start our homeowner selection process pretty soon. And so we're going to be having some orientation meetings at different places in town here. We're going to have it on May 2nd at St. John's Episcopal Church from 6 to 7, and then another one up in Paradise at the Paradise Alliance Church on Saturday, May 4th from 1 to 2,
mm-hmm.
and then also another one on May 6th. In the evening from 6 to 7 at Biblio Presbyterian Church.
So is this just informational, or do they need to bring some documents or anything?
It's just informational.
Okay.
And it's informational to see if they qualify. And some of the, you know, and this is going to work for them. So the one thing that we did change, the qualifications have always been the same, that there's a need for affordable housing, that there's willingness to pay or willingness to partner with us and the ability to pay for a house. But one thing that we've added this time is we're looking at people prioritizing people who have been affected by a disaster and or people who have been displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So we figure there'll be a lot more people from the burn area in Paradise that are going to be looking for housing. So we will prioritize it with those folks this time around. So
okay, if that's not you, don't apply. I'm just playing. I'm joking around. Yeah. So if that is you, please, we encourage you to come to one of these.
Absolutely.
And for informational meetings,
just to let you know, for a family of four, it's the income is between $27,000 and $48,000 a year. So so the one thing that we did do is we increased our the income level a little bit more because we figured we'll be able to serve a lot more folks in the higher, a little bit higher income level.
Right.
So the highest level for a family of four is $48,000 a year. So
because previously they were making too much.
Previously, some folks are making too much. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, but
right.
Now, so you're
right.
Making it.
Exactly. So we can serve a broader range
right,
of folks.
Right,
exactly.
Right. That's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, you know, so first is the need for affordable housing, which is that they're living in an overcrowded situation or that it's that they're paying more than 50% of their income towards rent, which most people are, or there's substandard housing. So that's kind of the need, but also the need if they've been displaced or they've been affected by the Camp Fire. And then the second thing is their willingness to partner with us. So they have to be interested in helping to build their house along with the other volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do some sweat equity hours and take financial classes and homeownership classes with us. So they're prepared for the experience of being a homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is there has to be some kind of income so they can pay for their house. So people always think that we're giving the houses away, and that's not true, which I've said before.
You've got
to have an income. So you help mm-hmm. to pay for the house.
Mm-hmm.
But we make sure that it's affordable for them.
Right.
So they're not paying any more than 30% of their income towards housing. So we hope to have those houses get started in the fall. And the one thing that we did was those particular lots were supposed to be annexed into the city of Chico in July 2020, but we talked to the city of Chico and they talked to the county so that we can get them, we can move that process along quicker. So within a matter of weeks, those lots will be annexed into the city of Chico. So we'll be able to start those projects a year earlier than we had anticipated.
So another we really praise the Lord.
Exactly. We're trying to make sure that we meet that need, you know,
yes.
So. Doing what we can in the meantime to get more people housed.
That's good. So, expeditiously. Let's yep. move expeditiously.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So I just kind of want to kind of turn it over to Roger now because Roger has actually worked in other disaster zones after disasters. So I kind of like to have him just talk about his experiences wherever else he's been besides our disaster.
Yeah. Well, I started out with Katrina in Louisiana in 2006, responding to that disaster and helping them rebuild. An interesting little anecdote that I'd been down there for about 3 or 4 months working, and as I was driving back, because I'm from Columbus, Ohio, I'm a Buckeye,
right.
But as I was driving back, I felt that God had really kind of touched my heart and wanted me to dedicate my life to providing decent, affordable housing for those in need. And so from that point on, I've basically been on a mission from God. At least I feel I have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been other, excuse me, my voice, other disasters I've been at as well, most notably probably Moore, Oklahoma. They had a tornado there and 2013, I believe, and I was there for about 3 years helping them rebuild as well. So, and now here I am in Chico,
right,
trying
right.
to help the survivors of the Camp Fire fire get a new home.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate you being here. And we're going to hear some more from Roger, but it's time for a commercial break. Again, Vince Haney in the studio with Nicole Bateman and Roger. What's your last name again?
Powell.
Roger Powell with Habitat for Humanity. Powell! We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Vince Haney, Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for the segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Roger Powell and Nicole Bateman with Habitat for Humanity. But before they come back on, I got to do this PSA again. Women of African Diaspora, hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's an event hosted by AMA Culture. The executive director is Anicia Johnson, who is Dorothy Johnson's daughter. She's a pioneer of Chico. Actually, the Dorothy Johnson Center is named after her mom, Dorothy Johnson. So anyway, she's having this event called Women of African Diaspora, March 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Chico's Women's Club. I believe it's admission is $10. Suggested admission is $10. But if you can't pay, they're still going to let you in. So it's going to be activities, food, entertainment. So come out to that event, March 30th. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Chico's Women's Center. Women of African Diaspora. Sounds interesting. But anyway, welcome back, Nicole and Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Vince.
Cool. So what else is going on at Habitat?
Well, we just kind of want to talk about now about where we are in the construction process. We mm-hmm. do have two houses on 20th Street that we're going to be finishing up this year.
Right.
So we have we started on one, and we're going to be laying the foundation on the other one here pretty soon.
Yeah, the weather
has held us up.
Yeah, just a little bit, but we're hoping to get things really rolling around the 1st of April as far as volunteers go. So the building process, we'll begin raising a wall on the next house probably the first week of April, which would be really kind of nice.
Okay. Is that the one where that stump was grinded?
Yeah.
I see that all the time because I remember the tree there.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
We got the trees out. We got the stumps grind,
grounded.
And now we're getting ready to pour the foundation.
Yes.
Moving forward.
And when is that again?
Toward the end of this, the next couple of weeks, that's what we're going to be working on.
Okay.
We already had a ceremony for both the houses in the very beginning, mm-hmm. So this, we won't do a ceremony thing. But the families, they've been great because they've been coming out helping with the other house next door to them, but they haven't been able to work on their house yet.
Ooh.
So we were delayed. We couldn't start on their house because of that tree.
Right.
So now we have it down. We can lay the foundation, but then the weather kind of backed us up a little bit too. So anyway, but they've been great coming out to help out with the other lot. And so they'll be able to work on their house here pretty soon in the next couple of weeks. So.
Well, I hope that went towards their sweat equity.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're a great family. They he's a pastor as well, and they have three boys.
What's his name? Can you tell his name? Well, I don't know if we could do that. That's on you. But when you say he's a pastor,
he's a pastor. Yeah.
Brother of the cloth.
Yeah.
Exactly,
brother of the cloth.
Yeah.
I'll find out who he is.
Trust me, you guys
don't need to know.
Yeah.
We know. Yeah. You'll find out if you come to this other ceremony. Will it be another ceremony?
At the very end, there will be. The home dedication.
The home dedication.
Yeah, the home dedication.
You'll find out at the home dedication.
Exactly. Yes. Anyway, but they're a great family, and they've been out there. They have three boys, like 12, 14, and then one who's 18 now.
Mm-hmm.
And the 18-year-old has actually been very helpful, too. He's come out to help quite a bit on the build next door.
Oh. Yeah, he really enjoys working out there, and he's learned a lot, too, in terms of construction and how the house gets put together and so forth.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's another advantage of volunteering at Habitat. You will learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Learn how to build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the other family, she's a single mom with two little girls, and she actually works at Catalyst, is where she works at. So she's been great coming out every weekend and when we are working mm-hmm. to help us out. So so she's getting her sweat equity hours in as well. Yeah. Yeah, so everybody on that street there is doing pretty good on 20th Street right there. Yeah. The neighbors mm-hmm. that they're going to have, and I always think about the one neighbor that that works just over at Sierra Nevada as a prep cook. He just walked right across the street to go to work.
He has no excuse for being late.
No, he doesn't.
None. You live right across the street.
Yeah, so that works out really well.
It was a lot of traffic. He can do one of my numbers. Too much traffic.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic. I couldn't get across. Yeah.
So. Some of the neighbors who already have their houses now have been coming over to help volunteer to build these houses as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a community type thing.
Yeah, I seen Mary out there this weekend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I pass by all the time, that particular bill. Seen Mary.
Yeah, and then Tamara's out there with the helping with the food on, you know, on Saturdays. So.
Mm-hmm. It's called building community.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You notice there's, in the word community, there's the word unity.
Mm-hmm.
In community.
Mm-hmm.
Get it?
Yeah.
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 So what if one wants to volunteer and help build community?
You just go to our website at buttehabitat.org, and there's a volunteer button. Or you can call our office at 343-7423 and talk to Dina about volunteering.
Okay.
So some of the groups that are coming out right now, we have Wells Fargo is going to be coming out here pretty soon, United Healthcare, CAVE is coming out here. We have Build.com has come out this year already. So we do have a lot of groupings on Saturday. But then, as we mentioned, we do need volunteers on Thursday and Friday. So if people, have a day off, or if they don't work on those days, we do also individuals just come out and volunteer with us. And we're usually looking for about 10 people a day to volunteer with us.
Okay, so get on out there and volunteer with Habitat for Humanity. And again, that's going to do it for this segment of Chico Now. Thanks, Roger, Nicole, for coming in. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work. Hey, again, it's going to do it for me. Join us tomorrow where our host will be Scott Allred. This is Vin Taney signing out for Chico Now.